your kids, like, you know, music programs or after-school programs like this, it's a lot of money. So, you know, G-Chill's having the love for kids and, you know, having the love of singing, you know, took it upon himself. Like, you know what? Let me just start doing something for the little ones who are coming up, because it costs a lot to put in programs like that. So he just basically started doing something more, helping the kids who really want to be in music. And that's how I started.
Exactly. Like, one of the girls that I trained, I go to her house, vocal train her. Also, it's another kid. He is very talented. He's basically like an upcoming producer. He makes his own beat. Very professional. It sounds like someone like out of the industry made the beat. So I told him and I promised him that I would use one of his beats and write to it and record it. And he was ecstatic. I told him that he can go to the studio with us so he can get to feel how it feels to be in the studio and record and all of that. So that's what I want to give back to the community, because when I was growing up, no one actually took the time to see, okay, well, this is someone who wants to sing and dance and try to help me and mold me to get better. I had to learn everything for myself. So to be able to provide that for kids out there, I mean, that's amazing. So I don't mind doing that at all, and I'm actually glad I'm able to give back to people who really want it and really want to be a part of art and
Okay, now would you say the program you developed for your community has seen any form of progress?
Definitely. It definitely keeps the kids out of trouble and focused on making sure they work on their craft. Like I tell the one girl that I vocal train, hey, if you don't do good in school, we're not doing vocal training, and that mortifies her. So she makes sure she does good in school and she doesn't get in trouble so that we can have those practice sessions. So definitely that's one of the ways that I pretty much help progress or help better the kids by staying out of trouble and focusing on what they want to do as far as their careers.
Do you receive any kind of support from members of the community?
Oh, definitely. A lot of people that support us, especially from my job that I work at, it's based for the community. So I have many of the members that that come to my job. They, you know, they support me. They actually come out to some of the shows that we have. Some people have parents where they don't believe that their child should be in music and they should get a real job, like to be a doctor or a lawyer. And that's why it's very difficult for some kids to truly shine, because you're not going to have a parent that was, you know, as I guess dependable and just so driven for their child to make it. So I feel like we should have more agencies out there or more community-based agencies to help the community out.
Okay, now Martin, you being from Africa, do you think African communities take the arts seriously?
Like Gavin said earlier, Gigi said, people don't really believe in that. They actually believe in, you know, you going to school, being a doctor, being a lawyer, being a nurse, you know, being this, that. But I think, like, in the 21st century, we need to, you know, open our eyes to different things and see, you know, what it's about. I know culture is diverse and we always want to do what we want to do. But in Africa, we don't really have too much like that. So I use myself as an example. Before I got into modeling, got into, like, you know, the arts industry, even my parents did not even believe in that. They were like, no, you're going to go to school, do this, do that. And it was pretty much hard for me. So, I mean, I can actually feel for kids who are actually, like, going through moments like this. If they have, like, more shows for kids, you know, to be involved in, give them a chance to do something they love to do, I think we would pretty much good, you know, bring out talent and upcoming kids.
You started something very good with G-Chills down in Houston, Texas. Do you plan on taking this same framework that you started in Houston with G-Chills back to Ghana, back to Africa, to help the communities down there with the arts program?
Definitely. I'm 100% African. I love my country. I love my culture. So why not? I want to, you know, go back and give back to my people, because it's always a good feeling to give back to, you know, where you started from. I'm a go-getter, and one thing I tell people is I don't stop until I get what I want.
Now, G-Chills, I'd like you to sing something for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to speak?
Yeah, I want G-Chills to prove himself to our audience that, yes, he is the artist that he's claiming to be.
Okay, I got you. I guess I can just sing Beyonce, Listen. That's the only thing that can come to my head right now. Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody that starts but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh.